Hi, everybody. Colter Brown here on the Northern Ag Network with our Dakota West Ag News. The planting season is upon us here. Growers have already started to get the next crop in the ground. And of course, one of the key aspects of planting that may sometimes go overlooked is tire maintenance. Austin Fisher is a field engineer with Firestone Ag and offers a few simple reminders for producers to check to make sure their tires are in the best shape possible going into planting.
The first step would be to identify and then check the pressure that they have in the tire. So to do that, they need to know the loads. Find the right pressure and then make sure that's where it's at. The second thing is to go over the tire sidewalls, you know, look for any bubbles, any cracks, cuts, anything that could potentially cause issues during planting. And then also check the tread, the subsurface of the tread, you know, between the lugs. Make sure, again, no cuts, cracks, anything. If cords are exposed, definitely recommend to replace those tires as soon as possible. We typically recommend if the tread is below 20% of what it came with originally, then that's another good time to replace tires just to make sure you have the optimal traction in the field.
Really, it's about maximizing productivity and efficiency and being ready when it's time to get planting. Next, Austin says you're going through that tire checklist. Check the contact surface between the tire and the ground.
Make sure that there's not a big gap between the two, and if there is, then double check your inflation pressures. If your inflation pressure accounts for a mounted implement and you don't have the implement on the tractor, then that gap might not indicate a problem because you don't have all that weight from the implement. The next thing is to check valve stems for cracks or corrosion or any other damage. You know, make sure they're not rusted fast. And then lastly, check all the nuts, bolts, mounting hardware. Just make sure everything's adequately torqued.
Stay with us. If you have to actually replace some tires, we'll hear Austin's recommendations right after the break.
Producers, increase your success by always planting certified seed. Saving your own grain from harvest to seed the next year's crop, even if you home clean, can leave your fields vulnerable to new disease cycles, including replanting current weed species. Certified seed provides assurance you're getting the variety you want and the best chance for a successful crop. Certified seed. Know what you're buying. Know what you're planting. This message is brought to you by the South Dakota Crop Improvement Association.
Calling all Montana Dakota growers. Are you looking for a profitable addition for your farm that delivers value beyond yield? The New Seed Omega 3 Canola Production System offers you marketing certainty with 100% guaranteed delivery and a full act of God clause. Premium contracts include unmatched grower incentives, first-in-class agronomy support, and free on-farm pickup after harvest. Ready to hear about additional producer benefits? Become a New Seed Omega 3 Canola grower today. Call Mike at 701-818-2375. As we begin the 2024 growing season, today we're talking about tire checklists and recommendations. I asked Austin Fisher, field engineer with Firestone Ag, if it is time to replace some tires on equipment, how do you go about selecting the right ones?
You kind of have to identify what's important for your farm. So the first thing is that we go back to is you have to know your axle loads. From that, you can pick what load capacity do you need in the tire. From there, you look at what's important on my farm. Do I do a lot of roading? Am I in wetter soils where I need the deeper tread? Then you might want an R1W. If you don't do as much roading or you're in sandier, drier soils, then maybe an R1 is the way to go. If you're really concerned with compaction or getting the maximum efficiency from your tractor, then look into IF or VF tires. Those allow 20 or 40% more load capacity at the same inflation or the same load at a much lower inflation pressure. And that all results in expanding the footprint, so reducing compaction, increasing traction and efficiency.
Well, that's going to do it for today's program. Good luck with the planting season. From the Northern Ag Network, I'm Colter Brown.